Hopefully soon we'll get a real microphone. Welcome to Not Enough Dragons. Anyway, welcome to Portlandia. That is what this is called. I'm just kidding. I can change the name if you want.
Yes.
Okay, how about Candyland?
Sure.
Love me some candy.
Kenlandia.
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 Is that just Canada?
Canada.
Welcome to Kenlandia.
Yeah.
You all are here because you heard about the legendary rumor of this competition.
Whoa, they shook.
Yeah, it is called...
Trials?
Yeah, it's called the Trials.
The Trials.
Cool,
oh,
there we go,
legendary.
That's better.
The Trials of Kenlandia. Anyway, so as we begin the Trials of Kenlandia, so basically you all have traveled far and wide to Kenlandia to... come experience this trial. Legend has it that the winner of this trial, and anybody can win it. Like, there doesn't have to just be one winner. It's basically the hunter. So if you win, basically you're promised, you're guaranteed, like, success in life and, like, riches. And Daniel, can you stop trying to blow that fucking, what is that?
It's Joshua.
Joshua?
How is that?
I'm trying to blow Joshua.
Right,
that's what she just said.
Wow, alright. Anyway, so basically you want to win this trial to get riches and fortune, and you all have your own personal reasons for being here. Think on that. So anyway, let me go over your characters. Let me all introduce yourselves.
Okay.
Start over here.
Me?
With, what's your name?
Valia Listry.
What?
Valia Listry.
Okay.
Listerine? Fuck you!
Valia Listry?
Listry?
Yes.
Valia.
Valia.
Let me write that down so I don't fuck it up later.
Oh.
K-L-L-I-A?
Yes.
Valia? Okay.
Listry. Don't put your last name. It's
Listry.
Very important.
Okay, how do you spell your last name?
L-I-S-T-R-I.
Listry, okay.
Listry.
That's yeah, that was
job.
Serene.
Not the Serene.
And what is your race?
I'm a tiefling.
Tiefling. All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Valia.
Well, Valia used to be a circus performer before one fateful night when her and her family were performing and she fucked up her knife throwing act and killed the mayor.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That
sucks real bad.
I'm sorry, Valia.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Valia right now.
Do we need character voices?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You don't have to do anything too dramatic, but just I'm talking to Valia.
You
right
can
now.
Modify it.
Do your voice modifier.
Oh, yeah, let me just turn that on. I wish you could do a solid taco impression.
Hello!
Hello! No. I'll just kind of go up an octave.
Okay, cool.
A little bit.
Cool, Ruby.
Yes, Ruby. That's what it's gonna be.
Okay, alright, next in line we have...
Uras Dumas.
Uras Dumas.
Uras Dumas.
How do you spell that, Uras?
U-R-A-S, and then Dumas. D-U-M-A-S.
I fucking love it.
I love Uras Dumas.
And what is your race?
I am a fire Ganassi.
I'm sorry, how do you spell that?
How do you think you spell that? G-E-N-A-S.
How do you think?
G-E-N-A-S-I.
I'm not food, bitch.
All right, Uras, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I don't recall my parents. I grew up an orphan on the streets alone. And I have to fend for myself and fight off people who came to take things from me.
So if you won the trials of Kenlandia...
I'm only here
you...
for the money. I just want money.
The money. Mm-hmm. Okay, also, Valia, if you won the trials of Kenlandia, what would you do?
I'm taking the money back to my family to apologize for getting them kicked out of the circus.
That fucking sucks. All
yeah.
Right. Next up, we have Joshua.
Joshua.
Joshua, Solanin.
Solanin, I know
that's
how to
my
spell,
name.
I know how to spell that shit.
Thanks, yeah.
Yes, okay, and Joshua, what is your race and how do you spell it?
Don't say it. Don't
I'm
say it.
I'm ASMR.
ASMR?
And it's spelled A-A-S-M-R. A-A-S-I-M-A-R.
A-A-S-I, what?
A-A-S-I-M-A-R.
M-A-R. Yeah, that, there's no other way to pronounce that.
Seriously.
Asimer.
Asimer. Okay. So, Joshua, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm a very focused individual. I'm really committed to my morals.
What a nerd.
And,
rich bitch.
I'm not rich.
Joshua, speak. This is discrimination.
I'm, you know, like, middle class sort of dude. And, shut up.
Tell us about your past.
And I can't because they won't stop shaking their heads.
Stop looking at them. Look at me. I'm the DM. I'm
okay. I can feel them shaking their heads. Anyway, so I love my parents. They're great. They're great people. And in my whole town, I love everybody in there. But my true best friend, my one best friend, was raped and murdered by the prince of a place, a kingdom. And so
kingdom a place.
And so I decided to go to this trials of Kinlandia to get enough to be able to get enough power in order to take down and kill this prince.
Ooh, that's exciting. Revenge. What's your friend's name, child?
Daughter, you god?
You know your fucking best friend's name?
Maria, was it?
Say yes.
Mariana?
Anna?
Shelby?
Shelby?
Melonia.
Melonia. Melonia. Starton.
Evertree.
Melonia Evertree. Remember that. Write that down.
Write that shit down. Put that shit in your backstory already.
All right, so where are we? We are in
Kinlandia,
and you are at the trials of Kinlandia. So,
can I change it to Melodia?
Her name, yeah.
How do you change her name? Like, you should know her name. What a fake friend.
All right, so, you guys are all gonna start these trials, and basically, so you all are in Kinlandia, and you are basically gathered in front of this beautiful castle. Like, you are in front of the, you know, royal castle of Kinlandia. So, you and a bunch of other mercenaries are gathered out front, and you are greeted at the door by a rather flamboyant looking wizard.
Here he is.
His name is Hines.
I almost forgot.
You almost forgot your own goddamn character's name.
Hines. He is of German descent.
Does Germany exist in this world?
No, but he is of German descent. Anyway. Hello, everyone! Okay. I am here to welcome you to the Trials of Kinlandia!
Magic Brian?
Does he have a German accent? Oh, shit! My brother, Magic Brian! Perhaps you've heard of him! I am also a wizard!
He
was a spider wizard! He was killed by some idiots! Anyway, we are here now to discuss the Trials of Kinlandia. It looks like he's gonna
die.
I'm
so angry.
Why? It's good.
Is this in the same universe as the Adventures?
Yes, now it is.
Except for, well, I was gonna say there's no, like, Neverwinter or Phandalin, but there never was any Phandalin. Anyway, so we welcome you to the Trials. And I'm improving half of this, so I'm so sorry. I'm a terrible DM. Anyway, so we are going to split you into teams. And they're going to be random teams. So don't get your hopes up if you came here with friends, but I don't think any of you did, because you all look very lonely. So,
very alone.
The team, we saw your sign-in sheet, and we decided to go over your teams. So team, you can name your team. You're going to have to decide that amongst yourself. But anyway, team one is the elf spy, Lilium, and the human noble, Frederick the Muscular, and the priest guy. Team number two is the Grimlock Shaggy, the bear tiger, Mystery.
We stop.
That's what I was going for. And the merman, Michelangelo. I don't know how you are walking.
He has like a wheelchair.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry, that was ableist.
A little racist there, Hines.
Yeah, okay. number, team three, is the cult fanatic Oregano.
It's my favorite.
It sounds like a fucking Pokemon trainer.
The Scout. The Drow Elf, Swiss.
Drow?
Isn't it Drow?
No, it's
whatever. Drow. His name is Swiss, and as in like, German, like I am not very fond of this thing. I don't know if they actually are or not. Okay, team four is the lizard guy, Mayhem Michaels.
God, I can hear you,
Mayhem Michaels.
Well, I'm sorry, his name is in all caps. They just legally changed that bit. Mayhem in all caps. Michaels is fine, but Mayhem. I'm sorry, sir. Did you have this legally changed to Mayhem Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mayhem.
Is that Mayhem Michaels? Yeah, that's only his.
No. Yeah. Okay, then. Then also on team four we have the Centaur Jerry and the Bandit Rascal. That is team four. Team five.
There's only two on each team?
There's three.
There was
the lizard guy Mayhem.
Oh, okay.
Mayhem!
The Centaur Jerry and the Bandit Rascal.
Okay, thank you.
Team five.
Josh.
We have Valia, the Tiefling, Uros, the Fire
Ganassi. Come on.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was raised in Germany. And then Joshua Solanin, the ASMR. So, get this, your teams. All right, everybody, huddle up. You are all huddling up.
So.
Now, the first, basically, you're going to have to work your way through some trials, hence the name. And, so...
Hello, Hans.
What? Their name is Hans now.
Like
the ketchup?
Oh, what was ketchup? It was Hans the whole time.
My name is Heinz Hans.
Heinz Hans?
Taco.
Anyway, so,
Heinz Hans.
You okay there, Heinz?
I forgot. Okay. So you're going to go through these trials. These trials are going to be a surprise. They may be life or death, so if you don't want any of that shit, get out of here now. Save yourself.
I'm good.
Any takers?
I won't leave.
Sasha's voice is so...
I won't leave.
What about you, priest guy? Doesn't this, you know, isn't this a conflict of interest?
No, I am very religious.
I hope everybody picks that up.
I am very religious, and I know what I want, and this is God's path for me.
Okay. So, you're all in it to win it, okay? So, what is happening now is we are going to gas you! So now you're all gassed. That wasn't like a Nazi joke, okay?
Oh,
that was like knockout gas.
We don't even have a team name yet.
Let us come up with a team
gas.
Name.
Okay, yes! The gas wasn't working. It is knockout gas.
Goddamn Germans.
I'm just trying to recover from this accidental
Are you
Nazi
an
acolyte
all of a sudden?
So, we didn't gas you yet. I mean, it's knockout gas.
Like, it's not a surprise anymore. Cool. Real chill.
God damn it,
10 minutes in and you make a Nazi
joke. Why did I make him German?
Like, I looked you in the eye and you went,
oh no! Okay, anyway, so.
Team name.
Okay, so you come up with your team names, then we are going to knock you out.
Big surprise!
Well, okay, we have to have some element of surprise in this.
Sounds so surprising.
Because you can't know where we are taking you.
About it.
If you don't.
Flaming.
Flaming.
Flaggers.
How about Flameo Hotman? I'm the DM, I should stay up.
Flameo Hotman?
Yeah. Flaming daggers?
That's exactly what I said.
I know,
you
I'm
really
flaming daggers.
Repeating what you said.
I gotta come up with a team name.
Daggers are real cool.
Burning daggers?
Burning Man.
Are we all...
You guys take your time. I have to name four other teams,
man.
So...
Burning...
Like we have to talk in our character
Scorch.
Voices also, by the
Did
way.
Did you have character voices?
Yes, this is it.
I like fire, so
I
fire
like fire.
Is cold.
Daniel, that's your voice. Oh, you're not Daniel. I'm sorry, you're...
Uras.
Uras.
Uras Dumas is my favorite.
Right.
Uras and...
Valia.
Valia.
which I'm gonna do the one character voice I have, which is Ruby Rose. Fuck you. Okay.
You guys get along well.
We're flaming daggers.
All right, so I have your team names.
Let me catch my breath.
All right, Team Van. That is Lilian, Frederick the Muscular, and Priest Guy.
Is that really his fucking name?
That is what he wishes to be called, Frederick.
Yeah. Every time.
Every time.
Yeah. I'm coming up with. I have a lot of characters. All right. So Team Van wishes to be called Flex. All right. Team Two, which is Shaggy, Mystery, and Michelangelo.
We smoked.
They are the Grimlock, Were-Tiger, and Mermaid. They wish to be called the Twilight Series.
That's funny.
Okay, Team 3 is Oregano, Scout, and Swiss. They want to be called Spicy Cheese. Then Team 4, which is Mayhem Michaels, Jerry, and Rascal, want to be called Mayhem.
Lindsay, I'm going to tell you now. Mayhem is my favorite.
I wonder who chose that. Name.
I like Mayhem Michaels followed by Jerry.
Jerry.
And then Rascal. Rascal.
Okay, Mayhem. And then Team 5 wishes to be called the Flaming Dagger. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Sorry we weren't sticky cheese.
It was spicy cheese.
Sticky cheese was our backup.
Oh, you are. How do you think you're funny? Well, that was funny. You passed.
Nice.
All right, anybody, we're going to do the knockout gas now. Good night. So, I need to change the music now because we're in a different place.
Haunted medieval music. That's a thing.
It's very niche.
Yeah,
dark
thing.
Ambient mix for cryo chamber.
What?
Atrium carcery.
Turn it up. Okay, anyway, so, you guys all wake up. You wake up, and you are in a large, domed, like, antechamber. You're in this big room that is, it looks kind of like, you know, like the inside of like a church, but it like isn't a church. Kind of like that, but it's not a hallway. It's like a room. There's like a dining table in here. There's like a dining section of the room. So like, let me...
Like Harry Potter.
I have a question. Is it dark?
No, it is candlelit. Oh.
Damn it, I have dark vision.
I love
so do I.
I can make light out of my...
So let me finish explaining it. So, it is a domed room. There is a stained glass window that has three people on it. You can look closely at that later. There are three people in this beautiful stained glass window painting that, like, dominates the entire room. There is a dining room table. So, like, half of the room is, like, kind of a dining room, and the other half is just, like... It's like cabinets and like storage. And there are a few doors around as well. You also notice that as your team is all waking up right here, you notice that there is another group of three in the room with you. And they are Team 2, the Twilight series.
Damn it, I wanted Mayhem.
The team consists of Grimlock, Shaggy, the Were-Tiger, Mystery, and the Merman, Michelangelo. He actually can walk. It's just that when he goes into water, he turns into a merman. So,
okay.
Oh, so
get
like
some H2O shit.
H2O, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, basically.
I was going to say, like, never mind.
Yeah, no one cares.
Okay, so you're in this room, and it's creepy as fuck. There's, like, cobwebs everywhere. It's, like, clearly, like, a very old
room. Aquamarine, sorry.
Yeah.
Same.
It's, like, clearly, like, a very old room. I can draw up a map for you if you need it, because you're going to need it later. So, you wake up, and the other team is still asleep, so you decide to take this time to introduce yourselves to each other. How about it?
What's
I'm Udas Dumas. Nice to meet you.
You have a silly name.
Pleasure. I'm Joshua.
And I'm Valia.
Okay, I guess you guys will get to know each other.
I mean, you want me to go into my life story? Because I can do that.
You've already done it.
It's
yeah. Just pretend you've told each other all your little stories and the reasons why you're here.
How are you not rich?
Yeah, angel boy.
That's discrimination. Stop it.
Is that racism?
All right, rich boy.
Whatever. Your wizard's a Nazi, so.
Oh, no.
Not really. I'm so sorry. This is so offensive, and I really hate myself. Anyways. So, moving on. Y'all know I hate myself. So, okay. So, the other team wakes up. And who the fuck? I gotta remind myself who's in the other team because I gotta do voices. Oh my god. Okay.
Twilight
Mermaid
series.
Guy.
Twilight series. So it's just a bunch of like they're all like
Shaggy,
magical. Yeah, Shaggy, Mystery, and Michelangelo.
Mystery.
Why didn't you name him? What's the merman from Gravity Falls?
Mermando.
I was going off something like that, but I did Michelangelo because I thought it was artsy.
Okay.
Artsy.
Mermando.
Mermando. Yeah, anyway, so Grimlock and the Grimlock Shaggy, the Were-Tiger Mystery, and the Merman, Michelangelo. So Michelangelo wakes up first, and he's like, what the fuck is going on? Where are we? And then the Were-Tiger wakes up, and the Were-Tiger has a surprisingly high-pitched voice for being a Were-Tiger. I don't know! It's a girl, by the way.
Nice.
So,
Wait, what's the Were-Tiger's name?
The
Mystery.
Were-Tiger is Mystery.
Weasnaw.
And Shaggy, the Grimlock,
from SpongeBob,
awakens. And Shaggy doesn't really talk much at all. So, anyway,
like,
so Grimlocks he just kind of looks
ugly.
Around and grunts and, you know, is, like, frustrated. So, you guys decide to take a look around the room. So, let me, I don't want to tell you what you decide, but,
so
I mean,
make a perception.
You just do it by turn. Like, it's still turn-based.
Oh, fuck that. You guys can do whatever you want until there's combat.
Do we do perception checks, or is it...
should do perception checks and stuff.
Well, it's bright in there, so... Can I go first?
Look around, I'll tell you what you see as you go.
Perception.
Okay,
I'm gonna draw a blueprint to make this easier.
I wanna look inside what's inside the drawers. Do I have to do a...
The drawers?
Check?
Hold on, okay, let me do, like, a...
Perception check is only if something would require amount of skill or whatever.
Yeah, you guys should just look around the room first, okay? Hold on. So here is the stained glass window. It takes up the entirety of, like, the front of the room. This is where you guys woke up. Mm-hmm. So you woke up, it's kind of, like, carpeted, I guess, right here in the middle. The dining room is right here. So I guess this is team 2, and this is you, team 5. So there's a cabinet here. There's a ton of antique cabinets back here and drawers and shit. This is a door, and this is a door. This is a board up here that says something that you can't read from this distance. And then there is a door in front of the glass, or stained glass. Okay?
In front of it or on the wall?
Basically, like, on it. Like, it's a part of the stained glass.
Okay. I wanna check the cabinets.
Okay, so you hear, before you can check the drawers, you hear a voice come over, like an announcer voice come over.
Hello, everyone. This is Hans.
I'm Hans.
I hope you have all woken up nicely and had a good time introducing yourselves. So, the scenario here, I'm not going to tell you much because I don't, I'm not allowed to do that. So, what is going on here is you all will find yourself in a room. You may be accompanied by another team, you may not. So, the situation is you may have noticed that all the fucking doors in the whole thing are locked. So you're going to have to figure out how to get out of here in order to first start the trial. This is, I guess, the first trial? I don't know. Anyway, good luck.
Toodaloo.
Thanks, Zero.
Oh, no.
Look, he would say that.
Basically.
Goddamn. Finally, we're getting started.
Okay. Alright, so you check out the drawers. So you rustle around in there. How many cabinets do you check? Do you just check one?
All of them.
Okay, so you just kind of rummage around in the drawers, and you don't really find anything too important. You just find, like, some old antique shit that's, like, really, like, cool-looking and old and probably expensive and worth something, but, you know, you can't really steal it. I mean, I guess you could if you wanted. Anyway, so there's, like, a bunch of old antique glasses there and stuff, but you do find a piece of paper kind of under one of these glasses. And you open up the letter, and you read it. So, it says, are you sure you want to do this? You don't have to resort to this sort of tactic. Poison is a little bit extreme, don't you think? I really would like to talk to you about this. Please find me and talk to me. We can get through this together. Love, Ty.
Ooh.
You go, I guess.
I want to go check the stained glass windows.
Good choice. So, I know a lot about the stained glass window. Okay. So, in the stained glass window, there are 3 people. They are, they're just, it's like a beautiful rendition of 3 people. There is
a very tall man who is clearly dressed in, like, wizard robes, and he has a wand kind of in like, this kind of pose, like, angled to the sky. He's there, and he looks magnificent. He is in the center. To his right is a woman. She is an elf, I think, and she is dressed in a beautiful gown, and she is, like, has her arm around his waist, and she is holding a vial. Then next to the wizard on his left is a man with a mustache and a goatee, and he is holding a knife, and he doesn't have his arm around anybody. He's just standing there looking menacing.
So it's vial, knife, and wand.
Nice.
So, do you want to look at it some more or move on?
I'll look at it some more.
Okay.
Can I see the board that's on there?
Yeah.
Can I see it? What does it say?
I think it has 5 empty slots on it. Like, where you could put an item.
Okay.
So it's reachable?
It is reachable.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just say it's reachable. Yeah. Well, actually, it's not reachable.
I was going to say,
not,
it's like at the top of a
it's
wall.
It's taking into account... Never mind, that's too much information. It is not reachable.
It's not reachable.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it looks like you could, if you could reach it, insert some items into... There are 5 slots. 5? 5. So, you can read on the board underneath the slots. There are words that are from right to left, say... Semri, Tai, and Ratrio.
Semri, Tai, and
Ratrio.
I assume those are their names. Because we saw the letter from Tai.
That's from right to left.
Right being the woman.
So Semri's the elf.
No, right being the man with the...
He was on the left side.
No, but he said he's like, if this is the board, you're looking at it, okay? It was the guy in the middle and then the woman here, because you said to the man's right.
It was the woman, so it should be Semri.
She's Semri or Ratrio?
But if it's his right...
Though Ratrio sounds like a dude who'd just be holding a knife.
I'm pretty sure...
I may have fucked up, I don't know.
No, I think you're confused. Semri would be the girl...
No, but if it was to his right, like if
no,
he's facing you...
Right.
Yeah, she said to his right.
No, we're reading it from right to left on the board.
I'm not talking about on the board, I'm talking about like the actual pictures.
Over the woman.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Over the woman, it says Semri.
Okay.
Over the man in the middle,
yeah.
It says Tai. Over
the
Ratrio
is the
nice
man.
She didn't say to his right, she said to the right of the man that we're watching.
Right, I guess
looking
if you're
at
looking
it.
At the man at, like, the guy on the left, it would be on your right.
So, like, it would be the woman on the right, the wizard man in the middle.
Okay, whatever. It works out
whatever.
So that the
Semri
woman
is
Semri.
The woman is Semri.
Yeah.
And then the wizard is Tai.
I don't know my directions. Okay. So,
what is left? Left has no meaning.
Baby,
left
hurt
has,
me.
Left has no meaning in a 3D
world.
Oh my god.
In a D&D world.
In a D&D world.
Why is the life over here? Why is it still
here? Don't have it.
Okay, so,
keep it in a box away from us.
You, as you, like, move, Ross, as you move toward the, board to kind of read it better, you feel something, like, on your hip.
Can I look, can I feel around to see what I feel?
Yeah. So, you do that, and you pull out a piece of paper.
Spooky.
It's just showing up in your pocket! There are ghosts!
So you pull out a piece of paper from your pocket, and you read it. What languages do you guys speak?
I speak common and infernal.
I speak...
It's going to be under proficiencies.
I speak common, celestial, primordial, and elvish.
You speak elvish?
Okay.
Yeah.
I speak common and primordial, but I do have the power to understand all languages.
What?
What?
One of my spells.
All literal, all literal.
Oh, but you have to use a spell slot.
Right, okay.
Okay, cool.
So, this note, it is in common tongue. Forget it. Okay,
cool.
It's in common tongue. And it says, motive, weapon, culprit.
Murder.
Are we playing
Clue?
Yeah.
Well, Murder, weapon, and culprit.
Motive, weapon, and motive.
Murder.
You guys can write down the clues you find if you want, if that would be helpful.
Notes. We have notes here.
You have notes?
You write it, Daniel.
Okay.
You're already writing it.
So the piece of paper in your pocket says motive, weapon, culprit.
Spooky.
Okay. So I have here, it says Wizard Hines circled in charge.
Where does it say that?
The bottom of the paper. Okay. Do you want to look around some more? Or you can also talk to your companions in the room. You can do...
I'm like, hey guys, I found this note in my pocket, and it said motive, weapon, and culprit.
That's real fucking spooky.
Yeah, and on the stained glass window here, there's three people. A man, a woman, and another man with a knife.
Okay, dude, I can see that.
Oh, it's cool. But their names...
Oh my god, that is crazy. I'm mystery right
I'm
now.
Sorry. I was like, who the fuck?
Mystery. The were-tiger. That is so insane. What the fuck? That is... So
wait, I have a question. Is she a tiger all the time?
No, she's a were-tiger.
She can turn into a tiger. So she's a human, but
she can turn into a tiger.
Okay, cool. Chill.
That is crazy. It says motive, culprit... What?
Weapon, culprit.
Weapon, what?
We're gonna
motive,
have a fun time.
Weapon, culprit.
Motive?
Weapon.
Culprit.
Okay. When I say bull.
You say.
Bull Trump? Okay, I got it. Oh my god, that is so, like, what? Like.
Like. Yeah.
Like, what motive? Like, what? Culprit? Like, what?
Right.
What is the situation here? Aren't we just, like, trapped in a room?
I hate it.
Oh boy.
Anyways, I'm gonna go check that table over here.
The table?
The table.
Okay. So you're looking at the table. And.
The rat trio.
You're like rat trio.
Yeah. It's like a trio of rats.
A trio of rats.
I'm so creative with these names, you guys. So basically, you look at the table and you notice there's like food stuff that's like clearly rotten. There's like rats all over it and like.
Rat trio.
Bugs.
There's a.
Anyway, so there's like food stuff that's
just here?
Like.
On the table.
On the table, yeah, that's what all this shit is. Mm. It's just food stuff just scattered across the table. It is fucking disgusting.
That's gross.
You notice that in the middle of the table is a bag of donuts.
Lindsay? Are they crullers?
Yeah.
Huh. From Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. So, there is a bag of donuts. They are fresh.
She bought them today.
Oh my god.
They are fresh, and they look delicious. They're there. So... You notice that's weird. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just covered in shit.
Ew. Well, I'm gonna check that bag of donuts, I guess, because it stands out.
Okay, if you're sure.
No, I'm gonna stick my hand in a disgusting pile of food.
Okay, so what do you do with the, donuts?
I mean...
I take it.
I eat all the donut. No. I'm just gonna, like, stick my hand in the bag of donuts and just see if there's anything at the bottom of it.
Okay. So, you, at the bottom of the bag of donuts, you, find another letter. And it says something in Elvish.
Anybody speak Elvish?
I do!
Here, take it.
So...
Anybody want donuts? Second question.
Are you gonna eat them?
I'll eat a donut, yeah. Hell yeah.
You're gonna eat a donut?
I'm gonna eat a donut.
Okay, nothing happens. It's
cool.
Just a donut.
And then I die.
No, it's just a
that's
donut.
The end of
Valley. That's fine. Yes, yeah, it's just a fucking donut. Anyway, that's just a little Easter egg for me.
Read the fucking letter.
So, the letter, Joshua reads...
Okay, so I read the letter.
Yes. It says, we always read together.
Creepy.
Ooh.
I guess I put the letter in my pocket.
Okay.
And
make a note of all the clues you find.
Okay, I guess for each one of the things we interacted, what did it say?
It said we always read together in Elvish.
We always.
So I'm gonna assume, real quick, the fuck was her name?
Semri. The woman is
Semri?
Elvish.
Semri. Yeah, she's an elf. She wrote that shit.
Ooh.
Unless Ratrio can speak Elvish. Because Ty signs his letters.
Is there anything else on the piece of paper, or is it just the writing?
Just the writing.
Just some crumbs.
Okay. And some
donut crumbs.
And some donut crumbs. Do we know why it's in the bag of donuts?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Why did you know that?
Because they're delicious.
Okay. Also, I'm adding a piece of painting because I think that's cool.
You're going to paint right now? You're going to paint like a whole creepy painting?
Excuse me.
Like around the edge?
It's going to be right here, and it's a really creepy painting of a lady.
Does it follow?
Is it Zimri?
Do the eyes follow?
Yes, it is.
Do the eyes follow you?
Is it reminiscent of the Haunted Mansion at Disney World?
Does like the ceiling grow and then it shows like she's...
Why don't you investigate and find out? Okay. I love this music. This is so perfect.
Yeah. It's making...
I was wondering
so
why
good.
I was anxious. It's because of this.
It's making this so good. Okay.
So I guess I'm over here now.
Like,
did you walk over to me?
I'm coming over.
Everybody gets a donut. Everybody gets a donut. Yo, mister, you want a donut?
Nice. The third donut is poisoned and you... No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, you're fine. Donuts for everyone. Yo, Michelangelo.
Are there any donuts left in the bag? Can we offer them?
How many donuts
teammates?
Were there?
Yeah, you can offer them to your teammates. There's like a whole bag.
Okay.
I want the one stuff with pudding.
They're only coolers. They're only like glazed. Yeah, they're coolers. Don't play with the phone. It's recording. Anyway.
It's going to sound great.
So I
want to go look at this painting, though. It's so mysterious over here.
Okay, so behind the painting of Zimri, there is nothing on the wall behind it.
That's it.
It's the wall.
Nothing on the wall.
I think when you're saying when you want to do something, you have to be more specific, like check behind the painting.
Oh, I'm
going
to check behind the painting.
On the back of the painting?
Back of the painting.
On the back of the painting, there is a little slot where a vial is inserted.
Well, shit.
Is there a vial there now, or is it just empty?
No, it's just like a slot where a vial would go.
No, the vial's in it.
The vial's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in the vial?
Do you want to check it out?
Yes.
So what do you do?
Drink it.
I give it to Joshua.
There's a lid.
I'm sorry.
It's in a silver container with a cork on the top.
Okay, so I open the lid.
Okay. There is nothing in it.
Okay. I guess we should keep it for now. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, this is fucking dope.
Can I just say, you guys are really good at this. This is just, like, really fun to watch.
Thanks, Mystery.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
I ignore her.
Joshua, I just want to say you look really cool in that, coat thing you're wearing.
In those clothes.
Yeah.
Coat? Am I wearing a coat?
Are you wearing a coat now?
I didn't say.
Traditional garb.
Your traditional garb.
A goddamn pretty boy has a traditional garb.
A goddamn pretty boy.
Hey, my gosh, I'm gonna go look over here with my team. So anyway, she does that.
What are they doing?
Huh?
The other team? Are they just like...
Okay, well, Shaggy doesn't talk, so he's just like examining things. Michelangelo's kind of stupid. Like, he's...
Nice.
He lives...
He's a surfer guy.
He doesn't know much about land. Yeah.
Orlando?
Dude. Yeah, done. That's his voice now.
Whose voice?
Michelangelo.
The artist.
Dude, what the hell is that you found behind that painting?
It's a vial.
A vial? Is there, like, stuff in it? Is it, like, water?
Maybe. You want to drink it?
There's nothing in this, man.
Oh. Sucks.
Wait, but if you touch water, will you just become, like, a useless fish on the ground?
Yeah, but...
That's racist.
That's
he can't move on land! That's not racist! That's just fact.
He starts to cry a little bit.
But his tears turn him into a mermaid!
He turns into a fucking mermaid from crying.
Okay, actually, a little bit, you see a scale pop up on, like, his leg.
Ugh.
That's
like,
creepy.
God damn it!
Why haven't we sweats?
There are a lot of logistics of mermaids that we have not covered in the aquamarine universe.
He gets a little upset and he says, "You know what? I'm gonna go find some clues for you."
You do that. Michelangelo.
Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so Michelangelo hangs out with Mystery. He is flirting viciously with Mystery. Not viciously, that was a poor choice of words. I meant like a lot. It's like, hey lady. Because she's like long blonde hair, like really pretty.
She's beautiful.
She looks like a sorority girl, like just come back from the mall, like all dolled up.
So sweaty.
Beautiful.
Like the exact opposite of what you would expect a
no,
were-tiger.
No, no, like she's actually really hot, but like it's just really funny. It's just really funny.
It's
because,
a ghost.
Because she turns into a
cool
fucking tiger when
that's
she wants.
Kind of badass.
It's awesome.
When she wants, or like at the moon?
At the moon.
I don't know. I think it's at a whim.
Okay. I would believe it's at a whim. I think werewolves are, that's the whole song.
I know,
all
exactly.
The time.
So,
all the goddamn
time.
There's an eclipse.
So Michelangelo approaches Mystery and says, so, like, tiger sharks. And then that's it.
That's it, and she kills him.
No. They're talking. And Shaggy.
They talking.
Shaggy's just chilling. Okay.
I want to find a mate.
Well, let's just continue on this campaign.
You a flirty character?
Yeah. All right. Anyways. Okay.
Nice.
So, thanks. So, what do you guys want to do now?
What else?
Whose turn is it?
I'll go. My arm is so short. Leave me alone.
Just took his arm.
Yeah. No, because I have to look.
Can you not see?
I'm gonna look at the cabinet near like the dining area.
Near the dining area, that cabinet.
Yes.
Okay. So in that cabinet, you find
a
fuckload of cobwebs,
right.
Like a fucking ton, and there are quite a few spiders in there.
Gross.
Yeah, it's like really nasty. Like,
what'd you find?
A lot of spiders.
What's in there, Valia?
It's Valia, first of all.
So Mystery was standing
lucky
behind you,
that.
Yeah, and she goes, "Oh my god, what the fuck? What is this?" And she's freaking out.
I say, chill. And I kind of, like, dust some of the cobwebs out of the way.
You get a spider on your arm.
Cool. I shake it off.
Okay.
And I take out my dagger and cut some of the cobwebs out, because that sounds like a better idea.
As you're cutting, you hear, like, a ding noise, like as if you hit, like, glass or something.
Ooh. I, like, lightly tap where that glass sound came from.
You hear more like it sounds like, you know, like at weddings or whatever when they like tap on the glass.
Yeah.
Like, ding ding ding. That's what it sounds like.
So I grab whatever is making that sound.
Okay. So you wipe the spiders and cobwebs off of it, which there are many. And
I'm not afraid.
And it is a wine bottle.
Cool.
Inside there is, well, are you gonna look inside?
Yeah. You have to. You start and then you're like, are you gonna look?
I fucked up. I'm trying to make you guys make decisions. Okay, so inside, you see there is wine in there.
I'm gonna sniff it.
Party!
Might
be
poison. I'm gonna sniff it.
Okay, it smells disgusting, and
that
hurt.
Ugh.
You just grab it from her and drink it.
Do you drink it?
Don't drink it.
I wouldn't drink it.
Okay.
It smells real nasty, dude. It smells real gross.
I don't drink.
Is it just because it smells like alcohol?
No, it like, reeks.
Okay. You were making this.
Is there wine in it?
I can't answer that. You gotta figure it out.
Okay, can I, like, keep checking in the cabinet to see if there are wine glasses?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah? Sure, there are.
Okay, so I take one out and I pour the wine into it. It just look gross. It's just gross looking wine.
It looks like regular wine.
Okay, but it just smells fucking
just smells really
nasty.
Bad. Really, really bad.
Hey, cool. Joshua, you want to try this?
No, thank you.
Oh my gosh, did you guys bring wine?
Listen, guys, I really don't like her, but I don't want to kill her.
I don't know. I think it would be pretty funny.
Do as
you
wish.
I am right here. I can hear everything you're saying. So I figure that is wine you found here. I'm not super dumb. I'm just, like, a little dumb. So
Victor Tommy's are a little dumb.
Well, okay, so anyway,
but yeah, I found some wine, but it smells fucking rank, so if you wanna try it, then be my guest.
Okay. So she sticks her finger in and she goes.
And then she dies.
And she's like, whatever, not bad. And she leaves.
Okay, cool.
So is it my turn?
She turns into a tiger.
It's your turn, yeah.
You said there was a rug here?
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's nothing under it if you just decided that there was a rug here.
No, there's a rug there.
Okay. I'll go over to the rug and I'll investigate underneath it.
Okay. There is nothing there. You wasted your turn.
Cool beans.
That's okay. You gotta explore the whole room. I should have put something there.
I go over to the door over here. And I first check to see if it's unlocked.
It is not. It is locked.
Okay, and then I put my hand at the bottom to see if there's a breeze.
Okay, there is a little bit of a breeze.
Okay, so that means there's something on the other side.
What kind of door is it? Is it a wooden door? Can I burn it down?
It's like a steel
door.
It's like imperfect. No, okay, just kidding. It's a regular door, but it's, you can try to burn it down.
Alright, I use my flame ability.
I'm so sorry.
Is that going to use up a spell slot?
No, like, I actually just make fire.
You just have an ability?
Yeah, because I'm a fire.
Okay, so you try to break it down, and you're at this for a while, and nothing happens.
It's just standing there.
Even
like,
though
really
it's a wooden
high?
Door.
Wait, now it's a wooden door?
Okay, yeah, it's a wooden door. It's a regular door. It's like a regular door like that.
And it wouldn't burn.
It won't burn.
I think this door's, like, spell-proof.
Yeah, I think so, buddy. You've been standing there for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vivian.
Fuck you.
Vivian?
Vivian.
He's just gonna call me every V name until he gets it right. Orochimaru. That's your name now.
This is a random name to call me.